This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Tomorrow, voters in 9 New Hampshire cities, including Manchester, Nashua, and Concord, will vote on whether or not to allow in-person sports betting in their community. The State Lottery Commission is hoping the cities will say yes. Ultimately, the plan is to open 10 retail gambling facilities. NHPR reporter Todd Bookman has been covering the rollout of sports betting and is with me now. Welcome, Todd.
Hi, Peter.
So, what's on the ballot tomorrow? Why does it matter?
Well, voters in 9 cities will see a question on their ballots asking simply, shall we allow sportsbook retail locations in town? A sportsbook retail location is really just a place where people can come and place bets on sports. Now, simply because a voter in a city says, yes, sure, we'd love to host one of these places, that doesn't mean it necessarily will. The law permits up to 10 facilities statewide, so the state will actually work with the private company contracted to run these sites to make the final determination of where they open up.
Okay, and what about the smaller towns in New Hampshire?
Well, they're not left out. Voters in towns, they'll get to weigh in on this same question during town meeting in March, assuming it gets on the ballot in your municipality.
Okay, and how soon could gamblers place their first bets?
Well, in-person gambling, according to state officials, that could be up and running in some cities by March. The NCAA tournament is traditionally a huge gambling draw, so that's certainly a target date for the state. But people will also be able to place bets online in New Hampshire. And that could be up and running as soon as January. Actually, Governor Chris Sununu said he expects to be able to place a bet on the Patriots in the Super Bowl. Clearly, he's optimistic about their chances this year. What's interesting about the online gambling component is that you'll be able to place a bet from your phone, meaning all a Massachusetts resident needs to do is drive to a parking lot on this side of the border, make their wager, and then head home.
And if the gambler from Massachusetts wants to instead hang out for a while, what will the betting parlors look and feel like?
Well, apparently they're going to be pretty nice. I spoke with the director of the State Lottery Commission, Charlie McIntyre, who described it this way.
So just take your favorite sports bar, you know, a place where you can get food and you can get a beer, and there'll be a couple of windows where you can place a bet.
McIntyre said if you're picturing a sad OTB-style place, linoleum floors, overflowing ashtrays, this is the complete opposite. They want people to come, eat, drink, and if you're feeling lucky, place some bets. DraftKings, this is the company the state is working with to manage sports gambling, they'll be able to open new retail locations, or they could decide to partner with an existing bar.
Okay, and how has this been rolled out in other states? How's it worked out there?
Well, since the Supreme Court ruled in 2018 that Las Vegas can't have this monopoly on sports gambling, a dozen or so states have legalized it. New Jersey has produced a huge sports gambling operation that's being run through the state's casinos. Rhode Island was the first state in New England to launch, and those results were mixed. The state has fallen way, way short of revenue estimates in the first year, and that's likely in part due to a requirement that people have to register in person before they're allowed to gamble online. New Hampshire, perhaps learning from that mistake, will not require any in-person registration.
And how much money is this expected to bring into state coffers?
Well, the latest numbers from the Lottery Commission are that in the first full year, approximately $10 million in profits for the state, and like all lottery money, that is earmarked for public education.
Okay, well, 9 towns vote tomorrow. We'll check in with you later this week to see how the votes went. Thanks, Todd.
Thank you, Peter.